Well, the first song out of the gate was great. 12:05, welcome to a Friday edition of Takeover. We welcome into the studio right now Daniel Garza. Daniel, thank you so much for being here, Mr. Garza.
It is my pleasure. Thank you, Ed. It's really excited to be back. Before you say anything else, I want to say that the first times that I came here, I want to say a shout out to Craig Cooley, okay, who was the first person that brought me into the station. As his sidekick,
okay,
and now I get to have my whole hour, so this is cool.
This is amazing, and yes, big shout out and a big wave to Craig Cooley, who does the Rainbow Radio program Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. And introduce yourself to our audience.
Of course. So for those of you that don't know me, have never heard of me, I'm Daniel G. Garza. I'm local here in Laguna Beach. I've been here for 13 years. Some people know me as the Card Devo.
Okay.
I've had that name for about 10 years now.
Okay.
Mainly because I do card readings.
That's one of my gigs. I see you have cards in front of you.
I do. What would it be without my cards? I've been an intuitive energy reader for 10 years.
Right.
In fact, I started working at the Chakra Shack. That was my very first gig in town.
Right.
And that's where I learned. And then over the years, I became a Reiki master.
Right.
A life coach, which I incorporated the spirituality.
Right.
So I'm a spiritual life coach also. And
Have you always had intuitive abilities? Even as a child, were you very intuitive?
Yeah. So long story short, my grandfather, I didn't know this till after he died. He died when I was 17, that he had gifts. Everybody knew that he had gifts.
Right.
My mom passed away a couple of years ago. But it's always when people die that everything comes out, right? Nobody talks about it when you're alive. So I'm here to talk about it when I'm alive.
There you go.
But my mom, when she died, a lot of things came up that she had her own gifts and she was intuitive.
Right.
So my sister says that ever since I was a kid, there was always imaginary friends, people right. that I talked to, things that I knew
right.
about people. And then... true story, I was a drug addict for many years, and when I was high, I would read people, unbeknownst to me that I was selling them stuff. But I've been clean and sober 15 years now. And,
congratulations.
Thank you. And it just comes natural now,
okay.
I guess. Yeah.
All right. Maybe this is a dumb guy question, I'm not sure, but if you see someone and you don't speak with them, but you see them from afar, let's say you're standing in line at the grocery store and the person in front of you, right? If you
yes.
see them from afar, do you feel something? Can you get an energy from someone like that?
Okay, so funny story. Two groups of people that I'm very connected to,
right.
servers at restaurants.
Right.
Maybe because I'm a foodie and they're holding my food, there's a disconnection with
right.
them. And Uber drivers.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yes, we talked this right off before the show started. Handshake.
Right.
If I shake your hand, I'll usually feel some vibes.
Right. What'd you feel when you shook my hand?
I was gonna leave, actually. I was ready to walk. No, but first of all, we've met before, but it took me a second to reconnect with you.
Right.
So the first thing that I got from you was the shift and changes that have been happening in your life that have made you a different person today.
Okay.
I feel like, and people are gonna say, Daniel, we went through lockdown and COVID. Yes, I know we did, but the lockdown actually served as a cocoon for a lot of us because
right.
we were able to retreat and then come back. I feel like you're emerging a new person recently, and these are the spiritual and emotional changes that you're going through.
Right.
So I didn't recognize your energy until we actually started talking.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And we'll continue the conversation through the hour. I hope you don't mind. I want you to spill some beans about me over the next hour.
I am so going to talk about you.
Oh my God. No. I more want to talk about you, and I want to talk about you. First of all, thank you for doing this.
Thank you
for taking this hour, and a takeover hour is a responsibility, and we appreciate that. And it is really a way of helping the radio station and helping the community, your surrounding community, and we really appreciate it. If you want to donate to Daniel's hour, you can call the lobby right now. That's probably the best way. 949-715-4859, or go online, kxfmradio.org, pull down Daniel Garza's link, and there it is. So you've chosen some fantastic music for us today.
Thank you. I was up late last night thinking, like, what 15 songs can I possibly put together? Can I say this before we go on?
Yeah, of course.
For anybody who donates, we're going to make this fun. The highest donor through this whole season
okay.
Will get a 2-hour exclusive party. So the highest donor, I will either come to your house here in Laguna Beach right. or on Zoom, but I will host a two-hour party of readings for you and your friends.
That is so cool and generous, first of all. That's really huge because you do corporate events, you do private parties, you do functions of all kinds.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah. So all you'll right. get a two-hour Card Devo party. All you have to do is just put the food together, bring your friends, and I'll show up.
Sounds cool. Let's punch a song and come back on the other side.
Sounds good.
All right. You'll notice a theme in the music.
See you.
That song has it all. Good choice on your second song. Daniel Garza in the house for Takeover, Final Day Friday. Great song, great list.
Well, I'm very competitive. And my competition instinct was like, what's the best playlist ever that I can put together for this Friday? Because, you know, noon marks like really the weekend. Once you hit noon on Friday, it's the weekend. So I wanted to start the weekend well for
me. Perfect. Perfect way to start the weekend. Thank you. What do you got for us?
Well, I just want to tell everybody, if you're going to hold on till the end, we got horoscopes for the weekend at the end. But okay. You got to wait till the end. So we're going to do that. Reminding everybody that the biggest donor of the season, because this lasts another week, people can still donate for another week. So whoever donates the most up until next Friday, whoever donates the most will get a free 2-hour party session with the Card Devo.
So which is that. Awesome.
And I guess right now we're waiting for somebody to call in and get their cards read.
And if you want to call in, the number is 949-715-5936. That's the number to call in and talk to Daniel, 949-715-KXFM. While we wait for someone, you want to do a quick reading for me, or does that take too much time?
No, maybe later. No. Right. I feel a little fear in your voice. Are you?
Well, I'll tell you what. And everyone who's ever met me will tell you when someone says, "Hey," here we go. When someone says, "Hey, are you a Taurus or whatever?" I immediately I'm turned off.
You're off.
I'm off. I'm shut down.
I promise you that I will not ask you what's your sign.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yes.
And normally when I say, no, I'm not, I'm a boom, they'll say, well, yeah, I knew that. You don't believe in it because of
obviously.
That, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Obviously, Ed.
Right. So I'm a little, I'm the skeptical guy. I'm
good.
That guy,
yeah. And as I told you before the show started, skeptical is my favorite color. I love skeptical. So I'm not going to ask you at your sign because we're not a 70s movie.
Right. So, well, I appreciate that. But, this isn't a key party, right?
Yeah. If you know, you know.
Yeah.
But I will ask you to close your eyes for just 1 second. Right. Take a deep breath.
Do I take my glasses off?
No, you're fine.
All right.
Take a deep breath and tell me a number from 1 to 9.
6.
6, excellent. You can open your eyes.
Okay.
All right. So all I'm going to do is just pull out the cards for you.
All right.
And people ask me, what's your secret to pulling cards? It's just that. When people tell me their favorite color, their favorite number.
Right.
I'll just pull the 6th card.
Okay.
Because basically you're pulling your own cards. I'm not doing it for you.
Okay.
All I'm doing is interpreting what the card says, adding to that the intuition and the feeling that I get.
Okay.
He did not once,
I'm letting the audience know, he did not once look at the deck as he was pulling out the 6th card. So I can
And I've got like 10 decks of cards in my bag.
I was going to ask you what those are later, and we'll get into those. You can tell me that later.
So number one. So the way that I do these is past, present, and future, or yesterday, today, and tomorrow, foundation, now, or your outcome, depending on where I am and the group of people. So for you, I'm going to make it a little more logical. This is your foundation, this is your now, and this is the outcome, or what we need to work on.
Okay.
So number one for you is, which is interesting, the foundation for you is the heart chakra, and it's the Archangel Raphael, which is actually the archangel that's in charge of the heart and physical changes. We talked in the beginning, right as we were talking, about the changes that you went through to get to where you are now, where your energy is today.
Right.
That has to do with a lot with the heart. And the heart, actually, the heart chakra is the intake office. Imagine the receptionist of your office, which is you.
Right.
The heart is where everything comes in. I feel like your heart has been able to sift through information a lot better, not taking things too personal. Not everything is about Ed all the time,
right.
But it's about the energy around you. I feel like your heart's been open more to receiving information and putting it out. I'm going to say you've learned how to be loved, not just to love people, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Number two, in the today part, it's the journey. It's upside down. It tells me that there's already a journey. There's already a destination that's been set. This could be, and for everybody listening, it could be spiritual, physical, but there's a journey that's being already laid out for you.
Right.
I feel like you're a little hesitant to go on it. You're a little hesitant to start it. This could be the start of a relationship with people, places, or things.
Right.
It's usually always people, but sometimes there's a new place that you want to get to. This could be physical movement.
Right.
Or just you're like, I want to be in this position now, but I don't know how to get there, but you do.
Okay.
And you've already started, but you're just, you're just hesitant to do it. Okay. Stop being hesitant and let your heart lead you in that direction. Stop being so logical, basically, is what it's saying.
Okay.
And your outcome, and this is why I say that your outcome, and I'm going to show you the card, it's indecision.
Okay.
So for the people on Facebook, there's the card for Ed. indecision, but it came up upside down, which again tells me that you've already made the decisions. You already know what you want to do and where you want to go. You're just hesitant to get there. Right. Stop being afraid. And I don't mean like, ooh, afraid. Just it's that little hesitation in our voices. And for everybody, fear is just, fear comes from experiences that we've lived, from things that we've been through, memories that we hold on to. And all those are held in our heart. Now, here's and I'm getting very life coachy into it.
Okay.
But that's what I do.
It's something else you do, right?
Yes. Good. But our fears, we think our fears in our hearts, but our fear is actually in our foundation. It's in our root chakra. We trip over our fears and it stops us from moving forward. So even though, and I say this with love, Ed, even though there were times when you tripped and you failed, those are lessons that you learned. And this time around, it should be different. So don't stop yourself. And then this one jumped out while we were shuffling.
Right.
And it's just the patience card. Have a little more patience with yourself.
Right. Okay. But
I feel like you lose patience with yourself when things don't work out. And you're like, dang it. I'm not gonna do it again. And then you're like, okay, I'll try again. But deep breath and you're going to get through this.
All right. A beautiful reading. Thank you. I'm not sure. And again, I'm not sure that I agree with all of it. And I probably wouldn't, right? I guess not everyone does.
As a skeptic would say, but yes.
Yeah. but a beautiful reading. Well done. You're and welcome. Thank you so very much.
And the people following me and who know me say...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The people that know me and have been following for a while will tell you that most people will say, well, that doesn't make sense right now. But I give you about 6 months to come back and let me know how that worked out.
Because I've often been too accused of being too aggressive in my search for things or too...
Logical?
Right, yeah. So, yeah. Okay. All right, well, maybe that's it. Well, I if you want to talk... This is very cool, actually. So if you want to talk to Daniel and have him read your cards... Call us, 949-715-5936, 949-715-KXFM. So far, so good. I'm loving this hour, Daniel.
Well, somebody on Facebook just posted and said to tell you, remember that not everything is about right now.
All right. Which is what you just said as well. Yes. All right. Right on. All right. Well, thank you. All right. We got Daniel Garza in studio. If you want to call that number. You can also, by the way, to that very same number, 949-715-5936, you can also text the word takeover and donate to the radio station that way, or go online, kxfmradio.org. You pull down Daniel Garza and the link, and you can donate to Daniel that way. Jumping back into some music, you chose Fleetwood. So this is, tell us about the list itself, the list of music and the theme behind it.
Well, you know, I'm the Card Devo. It's about spirituality. It's about positive energy. And again, it's noon, so let's start the party.
Right.
All of these songs have a mystical feeling about it. They make me feel good. So I wanted to share that energy with the listeners.
Sounds cool. We'll go into the next song and we'll take our first caller that you're going to read their cards. Excellent. All right, let's do that.
You know, and what?
What a great song. Fleetwood Mac and Dreams, and going with the theme today, as we have Daniel Garza with us today. Thank you again for being here, and thank you for doing this for the radio station, Daniel.
My pleasure.
That's me. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I pulled up the wrong pot.
Don't shut me down, Ed.
It was a good reading.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. Ed didn't like his reading, so he's not putting the microphone up for me now. Like, you're done here, Garza.
We are. We've been. I solicited the number, and I'm going to say it slower now. If you want to call into the studio, it's area code 949-715-5936. That number will get you into the studio. If you want to just go right to the lobby and donate to without even talking to us, 949-715-4859 is that number. And we do have a call on the line right now. Are you ready to do another reading?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, we have Julia on the line. Julia, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, hi, Julia. Say hello to Daniel, and then I'll leave the two of you be.
Hi, Julia. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I sense a little nervousness in your voice. Is that okay?
Yeah, excitement, nervousness.
Awesome.
But mostly just because of my reading. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. So have you had a reading before?
A long time ago, actually, at the Chakra Shack.
Oh, excellent. That's where I used to work.
Maybe it was Daniel.
Maybe it was me.
I know. It could have been. It was like
all right.
2015, but yeah.
All right. So I just want you to relax, take a deep breath. Tell me a number from 1 to 9.
3. 3?
All right, excellent. All right, so I'm going to pull 3 cards for you, and basically it's the same thing. Past, present, future, yesterday, today, tomorrow, or foundation, now, and your outcome. Number one, I'm seeing in your yesterday the financial constraints that we're starting to come out of, some of that financial insecurity that we've been in for a little bit. I feel like it's starting to come to an end, so don't panic too much. And everybody's like, everybody panics about money, and we're all going through. I mean, look at the price of eggs right now. It's so expensive. But just know that the universe is opening some doors for you when it comes to the financial situation, and it should start getting fixed. I'm going to put some of this on you, though. Make sure, because the indecision card, funny, there's a theme today, indecision. I say this with love, Julia, but I feel like you got to be more decisive. Like, you really got to put your foot down. It's time to put on the big girl panties and go, okay, what do I really want out of life? It's not what people wanted for you. It's not the decision that other people made for you. But because I feel like I'm not really doing my, and when I say I, me, we, I'm talking about your energy because I'm tapping into you. But I feel like I'm not really following my life purpose. I'm following the life purpose that somebody else chose for me. And that's why things are not working out. And for everybody out there listening, if you're not following your life purpose, money is just money. It's not going to bring you happiness. You're not going to succeed. You're just doing a job. But I feel like, Julia, you want to do something better and bigger with your life. So it's time to make a decision. Either you live the life for the people around you, or you follow the life that you want for yourself. Finally, and I say this also because in your outcome, there is the sixth chakra. And for everybody, the sixth chakra is right there in your third eye. We call that the brow chakra. But this is where your manifestations, where your visions, where your dreams, where your goals are. And I'm going to ask you, you don't have to answer on the air, but Julia, where are your dreams and your goals? I feel like you've put them aside again because you've made the decision to live the life that somebody else chose for you, that you're not living your own life. So your dreams and your goals need to be priority now. Does that make sense? Any of that making sense for you? Did I lose her? Hello? Did we lose Julia?
No. Julia, are you still there? Julia.
I think I scared her. Okay.
No. Julia, if you're out there, go ahead and call back if you lost the connection there.
But I'll finish this up for her.
Okay, yeah, please do.
The last thing that I'll say to you, Julia, is trust your gut and your instinct. As this decision to go into a new level, like I feel like you want to go into a new career path, into a new direction. Trust your gut and go where you want to go, not where people tell you to go. And I'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, Julia, we hope that that if you got disconnected, that you heard the last of that. If not, you can catch it on his podcast, because we're going to podcast this a little bit later on. And he also has a regular podcast. You can always call back into that.
Yeah.
We'll discuss that podcast address as well, podcast address, as far as how people can find you. Daniel, thank you for reading, Julia.
Of course.
I've got a couple more. I'd like for you, if you don't mind, to read Erica and Alyssa.
Yes.
Okay. So
this
do you
so
want
exciting.
to? Let's do a song and then have them come in one at a time. You want to do that?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you. This is Daniel Garza. If you'd like to donate to Daniel's Hour, 949-715. I'm going to read it slowly. 4859. 949-715-4859. Let's jump back into some music for a couple of minutes, and then we'll bring one of the girls from the office in here. I want to go back to the beginning of this one. My bad.
Stops, nobody knows. Yeah.
Steve Miller Band, Abracadabra, 12:39, 21 minutes shy of the 1 o'clock hour. Alyssa now in studio.
I am. Hello. I donated to your hour.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for this. I've been looking forward to it all week.
Really?
Yes, I have.
That makes me so happy. You should have seen the ball of nerves I was driving over here. Yeah, I was like, nobody's going to listen.
I'm going to
be the dead hour.
No, we have been sharing this all week, so.
That is so cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
And by the way, I want to shout out to my friends on Facebook that are watching. We've got people all the way down to Monterrey, Mexico watching us right now.
That is amazing.
Wow. Hello. And yes, for everybody, you can donate online. If you're watching me on Facebook, the link is there, so go check it out. You can donate directly to my page.
Okay. Yay. He's now shuffling the cards. I'm going to step out and let you guys do it.
Okay, cool. So you have had readings before.
Yes.
Yeah, you're familiar. All right. So we're going to do just the same thing. I just want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath. There you go. And you tell me a number from 1 to 9.
4.
4. And I want to tell everybody, we found Julia and we were able to finish her reading. So we were able to give her her.
Yes, Julia called back.
Her last message. I was going to say her last rites, but no, that doesn't sound right.
No.
That's a totally different show. Totally different show. Okay, so I'm going to pull 3 cards. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Yes.
In your yesterday, there is the trying something new card. And for those of you, I will disclaimer that if you know me, you know about my hearts. I always give people hearts whenever I meet them. So I gave you a little heart, and I gave you just a little mini reading outside. But this is a continuation of that. In your yesterday up until today is about the trying new things in your life. It's experimenting new things. New opportunities that have opened for you and you've been a little hesitant to try them out. It's time to go after some of these new things. Let me get comfortable. People, places, and things. And for everybody who always knows me, I always talk about people, places, and things. We either meet new people, we try new things, or we go to new places. Go. It's time to go because I pulled out my unicorn cards. Here's the unicorn. And if you notice, there's a little
whale.
Well, yeah.
Yes, there's
it's
a like, whale.
It's a free willy. Free willy.
Yeah.
So this is your time. It's your time to, and sometimes that trying something new is just something spiritual. It's seeing things in a different way, experiencing things in a different way. Plus the universe is kind of pushing you in that direction anyway.
Yeah.
The fact that you're being stubborn, it's just beside the point. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Now, in the middle card is brothers and sisters. It's upside down, but this doesn't always mean our blood relatives. It can also mean your family of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those energies that have been distant from us, some of those people that have not been around that we've, and this is because it's your energy that you've kind of pushed away a little bit. See it from a different perspective. It's time to like see things from the other side and figure out how it's really affecting you. And for those of you, this is a quick reading. So if you're like, he's not being exact, I know, because it's a really small, quick reading. But some of the people and energies that have been disconnected from you, let's start mending those connections a little bit. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And, because the heart that I gave you was the lapis lazuli, and we were talking about your throat chakra.
Yes.
And your throat chakra is about speaking the truth to yourself. And I'm just going to pull this card so you can see it. It's true. The last card is true. So the feelings, the emotions, I'm feeling very, like my brain and my heart are too connected. So everything that comes into my heart, everything has to be logical. I'm going to make a list of all the lists that I need to make before I go on the hunt. But this time it's about just going after it. Trust your instincts, trust your heart, trust the voice that's talking to you. Don't shut it down. It's been shut down for a lot. You have a very carefree energy, but I feel like inside it's kind of like all boxed in and like labeled, like everything is categorized, and let it go. Just be messy for a little bit. There's some ugly crying that you're due for. So
yeah.
Does that make sense?
It makes total sense.
Any questions?
No, thank you. This has been fun. And I know I'm going to share right now that if anybody wants to do this, please do, because his everything. Right. It is. It's really, I've been to many readings before, and some of them I've been like, no. Mm-mm. Not with Daniel.
And and by the way, if you'd like to have him at a corporate event or something you got going, then definitely get in touch with him. How can they get in touch with you for something like that?
Sure. The easiest way is my email address. I have a very long business address, but the easiest one is my name, DanielGGarza@hotmail.com. Just go on there, send me a message, tell me what you're looking for. And we'll do it. But yes, I do one-on-ones, parties, which I have a party tonight,
right,
and corporate events. So if you want a reader at your next party, call the Car Devo. Right. Plus, I have a bunch of costumes that I wear. So
that's amazing.
So you get to pick what you want me to dress up as.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So fun.
So what kind of choices do we have here?
I've been the Zoltar from the movie Big.
Yes.
I've been... The witch doctors from like New Orleans.
Yes.
Time.
Right.
I have a kid's outfit, which has like a pointy hat with stars and a I have a little cape.
Oh, this is so cool.
I have a cowboy because I'm from Texas. Of course, I have a cowboy. But yeah, you can tell me like, hey, this is what we want.
Right.
And I'll adjust my costumes. To
today you came as a radio DJ.
I'm very loose. You're not going to believe it, but I picked the outfit. I was that particular. So I was like, what am I going to wear? I got to look cool.
All right. And you do. And you do. And you're cool and you're hanging with us and we appreciate it. Alyssa, you pretty nailed it, right?
Okay. Pretty nailed it.
So that worked for you?
Yes.
All right. Excellent.
All right. We're going to send Erica in a couple of minutes. I'm going to give you a fellow Texan up next, a little Selena maybe?
Yes.
Or you're going to give her to us?
Yes.
Late at night when all the world is sleeping, I stay up and think of you. And I wish on a star that somewhere you are thinking of me too. 'Cause I'm dreaming. With you tonight till tomorrow.
That magnificent voice, Selena. We are in studio with Daniel Garza. Hits his Takeover Friday. Thank you so very much for being here, Daniel.
My pleasure. This has been so much fun. Like, what are we on for? Like 3 more hours?
we got two more minutes. Yeah, we got. It flies by.
Wow.
It flies by. I want to introduce you to Erica.
Hi, hello. Erica.
We actually met outside on the way in, so I'm so happy that you jumped in.
Thank you. I'm excited.
So have you had readings before?
I have not.
You've never had a reading?
No, I've never had a reading.
Okay, cool. So again, disclaimer for everybody listening. On the way in, I gave her one of the hearts, too. So I'm going to pull butterflies for you.
Oh, okay? Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, cool. I'm going to change it up a little bit. All right, I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath. Tell me a number from 1 to 9.
4.
All right, open your eyes. All right. So yesterday, today, and tomorrow. In your yesterday, which is really interesting because that both of y'all pulled out a lapis lazuli. And for everybody, I have a little pouch with hearts and people just randomly pull one and I do a reading based on the color or the stone that comes up. And you also had a lapis lazuli, which is also about your throat chakra. But I was telling you that there's some healing that needed to be done also.
Yes.
And first card that pops up is healing from the past. So this is all the things that you've been carrying. We also talked about responsibility. And we talked about things that you were carrying around. So some of these emotions, feelings, experiences, memories that you're hauling around, some of them are expired. It's like milk. It's just sitting in there holding space.
Yeah.
But some of those, I'm going to say this with love, but I feel like some of those you carry around to give you an excuse to not go after other things. Like, no, because somebody told me not to. I'm just going to say this. Sometimes our fifth grade teacher told us, well, you're not smart enough to do that. And we just carry that around, even though we know that you're smart enough to do anything you want. So it's time to let go of all the things that people told you in the past that you couldn't do because you proved them wrong, but you keep going back to those things. Number two, it's the volunteer card. And it's more than going out and volunteering. This is about you being the teacher now, you being the mentor now. This is about what you are teaching younger people. The experiences and the knowledge that you have is worth something. And when people come and ask you, own it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
But because the opportunity will come to show younger people, and this could be siblings, family members, random folks that are younger than you. And it doesn't always mean age. It just means energy also. So people younger than you that are asking you is like, hey, what about this? And as you share your experiences, you let go of some of those memories. Because now the negative memories have a positive purpose in your life.
I like that.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So use them. And then finally, just what I said, you're stronger than you know.
Thank you.
People sometimes tell us like, oh, you'll never. And we believe the never.
We do.
We so hold on to that never. And it's like, I'll say my example. I was sick at one time. I was on disability and I held on to that label for almost 20 years. And the moment that I let it go, poof, it's like, you know, those cans with the, like the worms that pop out. Yes. The moment you let go of the, I will never, and change it to I can, or I will, or whatever works for you. Poof. It's all those that just pops out and you're going to be a total different person. The moment is coming. It's already brewing inside you. So just open the can and let it go. You're ready to just make the changes.
I will. Thank you. Yes.
Cool.
Thank you so much.
How very cool. Very cool.
Such a great experience.
All right. Daniel Garza, we'll say goodbye before we punch the next song. But I want the audience to understand exactly how they find you, where they find you, how often we can find you.
First, easiest ways, just so we go... phone number, 713-979-7965. That's 713-979-7965. Yes, it's a 713 number because I'm from Texas. Yeah. It's a Houston number. Okay. Email me at DanielGGarza, all one word, at hotmail.com. Or, because it's more difficult, littlemexicanproductions.com, which is my company.
Very cool.
LILMESICAN Productions, all one word, .com. Check it out. We've got shows on the air. We're always looking for guests. My partner who's been watching, Christian Ramirez, thank you, babe. His support is what got me here today, too. So
thank you, Christian. And thank you, Christian, for the donation. That was wonderful and generous. And if you wanted to leave the audience with a thought, What do you want to leave us with?
Sure. Let's just do this and see what pops up. There we go. Let go of stress. How's that for a message? For everybody out there, as you start the weekend off, there is one thing, and I just shared a little bit of my story. There's one thing that kept me in my place, and I'm going to put that in quote. There's one thing that kept me in my place. It was labels. And these were labels that were given from people that didn't know me. Nobody knows you better than you. So pick the labels that best define you for you to grow, not to be kept in your place. So as you let go of some of that stress, take a deep breath, look up at the sky, whether you're inside or outside, and just be grateful for where you are today. And that'll get you through it.
All right, fantastic. Daniel Garza, thank you so much for coming into the studio. And thank you so much for helping us out during Takeover Week and your contribution to the show and your contribution to the afternoon today.
My pleasure. Anytime. Thank you.
We'll look forward to seeing you down the road.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. A little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Money down.